It looks totally different. It is aesthetically, I would say, beautiful as far as a coffin can go. It is white, it is virgin wool, and it has a rigid structure wrapped around with wool, and it is has a blanket stitched round, and there's jute straps done, so it's handmade in Stanningly by grannies, as the advert goes for shredded wheat. But it's a handmade product, and it reflects someone's lifestyle and someone's life, and so we try wherever possible to make it so it's very aesthetically beautiful. I would say that.
And so is the idea perhaps for the coffins to win against other competitors who are selling coffins, to be, make it sort of something that is sort of a personal to them and their family? Is that sort of what the...
It is. When the funeral director, like on all coffins, we will put a nameplate on the coffin. So ours is sort of embroidered in with the name of the individual, and quite a few families want more than one nameplate, which is another bit of wool cloth that we embroider in, and they take it away as keepsakes. So you can decorate the coffin, and especially the ladies who have been keen on knitting and things like that, you can sew in bits and pieces and put things on it, and it looks great with flowers, with a sort of contrast being white. So it is a very striking product, especially in the back of a sort of hearse with big glass windows. It's and a black hearse is it is incredibly striking.
And how long would it take on average to make one of these type of coffins?
It probably takes about, to sew and to get everything prepared, man hours. It's probably about sort of 7 or 8 man hours to actually prepare.
That's one man hour.
Yeah. To sew it and to, you know, to get the cushions. So it's a bit like a bed, really, inside. Mm. There is a soft sort of mattress, there's a pillow, and you're sort of tucking up your loved ones in a woolen blanket, and just like you were tucked up by your parents when you were a child in a blanket, you then tuck up your parents in a blanket. So it is very comforting, and psychologically you're sort of saying goodbye to your parents in a very comforting way.